Welcome to the Black Hills Small Business Podcast. I'm Tristan Amod with Mindful Living Realty.
And I'm Angela Dale with Gateway Mortgage. Join us as we sit down with Black Hills small business owners, learn about their businesses, and tell their stories.
We're doing it now on the Black Hills Small Pod. Everybody, welcome back to the Black Hills Small Business Podcast. Today, we're with Cody Wiseman with North Star Productions. Cody, thanks for being with us here today.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so let's start off with talking a little bit about you personally, like who you are, your family, that kind of thing.
Sure, yeah. So I've been in Rapid City for, I've been here for about 4 or 5 years in the Black Hills for a little over 10. My family actually moved here from Florida beforehand whenever I was in high school, military family, so we moved every 3-4 years. But yeah, I have wife, son, just love the Black Hills, absolutely a phenomenal place to be. It's a great place to start a business and, you know, raise a family.
All right. So talk to us a little bit about your business. What kind of services do you offer?
Yeah, so North Star Productions is a full-service video company. So a lot of things we focus on, we do a lot of weddings. We also do, for businesses trying to create brand videos, or if anybody needs an additional hand with video around the area, I'm really up for anything. I love a good challenge. I really enjoy doing more like studio work, so setting up lights and everything like that. I've worked with a few different businesses around town, Formonic Electric, John T. Bukurovich Foundation, Property Meld, just really kind of the different projects, whatever it is that they're needing. Anybody who might not have as robust to a video.
But they don't have much camera.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. Yeah. So yeah, just helping anybody with any kind of video projects they need.
Right. And I suppose you get a nice drone, don't you?
I do have a couple. Yeah. Can't stop with the drones. It's probably the most fun thing about videography. Yeah.
100%. So you do, you are on location to weddings as well?
Yes. Yep. Absolutely. Throughout the entire Black Hills. And I'm willing to go farther, of course, too, if anybody asks.
I was curious about your drone because obviously more real estate and stuff like that. So do you use different, like, can you capture pictures from your drone or is it just a video?
Both. Yep. Okay. So you can do both. Drones nowadays are just insane. I mean, they have so many different capabilities from just video, photo, but they can do full 360 degree photos. They can do time lapses. I mean, I have one of my drones to where I can set specific GPS locations so that I can have it take a video from here and go over to this area and just take a video along that line. And then I can set it to do it again in 6 months at the exact same area. That way you can get like a nice cool transition. So yeah, they're just advanced. It's great.
I was looking at Crazy Horse, and they had a drone picture, and I didn't realize the tops of his fingers had been all chiseled out, and that's a pretty cool looking. And you would have gotten that unless you would have had a drone.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, so, yeah. Crazy. Yeah. Crazy technology.
You had to spend more money than I did on my drone.
No, yeah.
Okay. My drone did do all that.
Yeah. That comes in when you have that profession.
Right.
It's very nice.
Yeah.
I was saying, it's nice in the real estate market to be able to see kind of what's surrounding your house when you're buying, especially if we get a lot of people from out of town. Don't see that area.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, acreage properties that I do, of course, that's always the biggest thing. Okay, let me see what the acreage is like, what's around it. You know, and then you pinpoint the different areas around, you know, here's downtown, and the actual location of things too. So
sure.
It's not very good, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I could see that just even in town too, just to kind of see what kind of neighbors you got going on around you when you're looking to buy a house. Yeah.
Have you seen a lot of change, obviously, with the real estate market and getting into more drone footage and even some of the really beautiful indoor pictures and stuff like that? Usually they used to snap pictures, and now they're doing the nice, beautiful, touched up pictures a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Have you guys seen a lot of I've seen so many people doing like 360 video tours within the house and stuff too. I'm not sure if you guys have dove into that or anything, but it's very interesting. I don't know if I would ever. I'd mostly like to look at just pictures, but it's still interesting to see. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, certainly there's a lot of different technologies for sure out there, but that's not something that you're working on right now. Is real estate photography isn't something that you're going for at any point, are you? Or
I mean, I would absolutely be interested if anybody ever needed any help with that. I mean, whether it's video tours on the inside, I know a lot of companies are starting to do those too, to get like a full video on the inside and out. So I'm willing to pretty much pick up just about anything. So I have done a little bit of real estate work in the past, mostly in photos, but I primarily focus on video now.
What do you love most about doing business in Rapid City?
Oh, man. It's just, there's something about this community. I mean, every single client that I've worked with has just been so, so kind. It's that the Midwest nice that's out here isn't just a thing that people say. It's so true. I mean, I've traveled quite a bit with my family being in the Air Force. So I've been East Coast, West Coast, all of that. And there's just an aspect in Rapid City that everybody you work with wants to work with you. They have a kindness in their heart. I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's been so open. People are very open to working with me, which has been very great. And I've had a lot of good relationships that way.
A lot of people like to work with local, yes, which is kind of what I'm doing this as well.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yep.
So for wedding wise, what do you think your best favorite venue was?
Oh man, you're asking me that.
I know, it's hard.
It is tough. You know, I won't call out specific venues, but I did have a wedding this past summer. It was a special spot that they really love, and I don't even know what it is. And they told me I wasn't allowed to say specifically what it is, but it was tucked in the hills, and they used to go hiking there and four-wheeling, and they loved it so much. And it was on a cliffside, so where they got married. I mean, you could just see everything around the area, and especially to drone that specific spot, which was so beautiful. It just felt so intimate, too. There was only about 20 people in the wedding, and it was great. Yeah. Just the Black Hills in general.
Yeah,
you just, you can't go wrong. This place has such a variety of landscapes, too, that people think, oh, it's just a bunch of trees. I mean, you got cliffs, you got rocks, you got badlands areas, you got pines. I mean, it's just phenomenal.
Prairie. I mean, yeah, we get, yeah, got everything. Almost kind of desert prairie going.
Yes.
Yeah. We go about everything.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Any challenges worth working in Rapid City?
One of the hardest things, and it may not just be Rapid City, but it's just anywhere whenever you're starting a business, is there's a lot of other people trying to do something similar to what you're doing and trying to, you know, set yourself apart from others. But I would say within that challenge, it's also kind of a great thing because you build a little bit of a community. I've worked with a couple other videographers where I was just a second shooter for them, and vice versa. I have a couple friends that come and do it for me whenever I need it. So there is that side of like, are we going to share business? Are we going to compete for business? So I think that can be a little bit, because it, I mean, Rapid City is not a small town by any means, but it's smaller than most whenever you start getting into the kind of creative things, right, like video. And I think another challenge would be maybe there's some, I don't know if the Rapid City is necessarily understands the value of video quite yet. I think photography is really great and people understand that, but understanding the investment that comes with doing video.
It consists of video.
Exactly. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So I think that's probably one of the biggest challenges.
So you've kind of already talked about this, but what do you love most about Rapid City and the Black Hills? Or maybe the top three things you've already talked about, the people in the area.
Yeah, I mean, those are great. It's just the closeness to everything. I mean, Rapid City is, you're 30 minutes away from diving deep into hikes, going to Mount Rushmore, 45 minutes to Crazy Horse, I mean, Spearfish Canyon, and then coming back into Rapid City, you just look around you and you have hills and these landscapes right within the city, which is great. A lot of people who think about coming out here really think about, you know, getting out into the Black Hills and all that. But man, there's so much to do right within this area. I just feel like, I don't know, I'm just so blessed. If I wanted to go and hike, I can go hike M Hill or go over to Skyline. Very often, if we're feeling a little bored of being stuck inside with dinner, we'll just make dinner, drive up Skyline, and eat on the Skyline too, you know, right, just a nice little picnic. So yeah, it's great.
You said how new are you to Rapid City? You said you recently.
Yeah, so I graduated high school here, and wow, barely put me in date.
Oh, why are we going back?
Yeah. So that would have been back in 2008 is when we moved here, and I graduated high school in 2011. So yeah, so I've been here for, goodness, what is that math?
Okay.
16 years? 16 years, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're not like a transplant.
Not super new, no, not at all. And my family actually decided to move back to the East Coast. They went to Virginia Beach, and they offered me to come, and I said no. I think I just love the Black Hills too much.
Even on days like today?
Even on days like today, even when my nose hurts by just breathing, I still love it, yeah.
What are your favorite projects to work on?
Oh, man.
An hard question for me.
Favorites. Yeah, I think it's very hard to choose a favorite. I really love getting to work and interview people, just as you guys are doing today. I think there's so much joy in learning about somebody. And especially, like, for instance, I just worked with Property Meld, and we were working on their culture video to showcase their culture. And it was just so beautiful to learn from five different people what they believe of the culture of that place and how they embody that every single day. And that one-on-one connection you have when you're just doing an interview is just phenomenal. You feel like you're really getting to know people, and I just love people in general. So I think that's probably my favorite aspect of working with people or doing any kind of video work is just getting to...
Just that connection.
Yeah, that connection. Absolutely.
Yeah, I definitely see that within this podcast that we've been doing, something like that, because I think I've hit up just about everybody.
Yeah, she's podcasts. The best. They're the best. And
I'll do that. Yeah, but it does. It opens up your eyes into more of what we have out there, and you make more of a connection. I think once you do that with a business, you know, they're more apt to come in and see you because they feel a little bit more connection that way.
Yeah.
I would interviews that way.
Right, right. And speaking of that connection, I forgot to ask one of the first questions, the most important question in my opinion. Tell us your story. What made you decide, hey, I'm going to start picking up a camera and I'm going to start videoing crap? Other than, you know, getting a drawing for Christmas and be like, this is really cool.
Oh, right. You know, I have been just infatuated with photography and video since I was a really young kid. I actually have a picture. I think it was my 8th birthday. I got a little Pokemon camera and I was just taking pictures all over the place. Absolutely loved it. And then when I was a kid, I would do like skate videos or something small with my friends, but I just loved capturing things and just like looking back onto those memories. I think one of the biggest things is that nostalgia that everybody has. So being able to capture something and go back and look on it is just kind of beautiful to me. So I went to college at Black Hills State for photography. So I graduated with a mass communications degree in photography. And then out of college, I actually went and worked for a pizza place for a little bit. But after that, yeah, as you do, I got hired by a company called Camp Native, and they're out of Spearfish. I'm not sure if they're there anymore, but they were doing a campaign called Ride with Woody, and Woody was the owner. He was traveling all across the Rocky Mountains to raise money and awareness for Camp Native, while I also photographed campsites along the way and videoed him through this whole process. And that really got me deep into just marketing and video in general, and I just absolutely loved it. So I traveled for 3 months throughout the Rocky Mountains in a Sprinter van and just videoed and photoed my way through it all, and it was just absolutely awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, it was fantastic. And we did get a little cold. I was getting up into the Rockies in October, and you can't leave that diesel car on all night long, so, and it didn't have heat, but we made it through and we're good. But yeah, after that, came back, worked for a couple other companies. Currently, I also work for Visit Rapid City here, so I get to promote the city and absolutely love that too. And there's just a passion for video that I have ever since I was a kid, so I just love doing it.
Yep, I know. Every time I look on Instagram, there's a Visit Rapid City video, I'm like, there's Cody. Cody, that's his thing right there. I see that, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Congratulations, by the way. I really appreciate what you're doing for the city, and that kind of work is really cool. All the different photographs and videos you do for pretty.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I really appreciate it. It's kind of great to just work for a place where you get to promote where you live. It's pretty awesome.
Yep, which is kind of what I do too in some ways. But
that's true.
Yeah, this video is true. Yeah, part of the video is all about that, is why people might want to move to the area.
Yeah,
and part of that is that as well. A lot of people have listened to this podcast and said, hey, you talked to so-and-so, I liked the way they sounded, so I went and used their services.
Sure.
That's part two of this whole process, too, is hopefully get you some business as well.
Love that.
Just talking about your story, people get a feel for who you are, and they can understand. Obviously, you talked a lot about community, you've talked a lot about values, and those kind of things that people will resonate with, especially in our community that's not very small, but not really big.
Yeah, absolutely.
So is there anything else we haven't talked about you'd like to mention?
Oh man, you guys kind of covered it all, I think.
So you do weddings, correct? And and videography.
Yeah.
Weddings, and I'm trying to think of what else, because any of you have done like the Buffalo Run, the Roundup?
I've been there. I've photographed it. Never had a chance to get any kind of video or anything like that.
Do they allow drones?
They do not allow drones. No. Yeah, we have asked. It's just scares all the bison and everything. So yeah, which makes sense. But yeah, I don't think there's anything else I can think of. I think you guys covered it all.
Well, thanks, Cody, so much for being with us and to talk to us about your business and your story. And we'll see you all next time on the Black Hills Small Business Podcast.
See you later. I hope you enjoyed that story as much as we did.
We'll put all the contact information of every business in the show notes or the description below. Be sure to check them out and support our local small businesses.